शांति।
आज सद्गुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी स्नेह भरी यादें।
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying all of your very loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region,
वतन बहुत सुंदर सजा हुआ था।
I saw that it was beautifully decorated today.
वतन की बहुत सुंदर सजावट।
On one side there was beautiful decoration all around, and then secondly, from a distance I noticed
pandal thi.
There were very beautiful marquees, tents set up,
deviyan thi,
which were set up.
Lambi line thi.
The worship of the different goddesses. There were queues of devotees standing in front of them praying to the goddesses. Some had folded hands. They were bowing down in front of the goddesses. As you know, the festival of the nine goddesses is taking place in Bharat. So the devotees were praying to their beloved goddesses. But Baba was not visible. After a few seconds, I noticed Baba coming from a distance.
उसी डेकोरेशन के बीच में छिप गए।
And it was though Baba hid himself amongst all this decoration. I started wondering why Baba hid himself. Baba then appeared again, smiling. Baba then said, today Baba is seeing the different forms of his own children and is pleased. The children, Baba's children, are glorifying the father in the world, and the children's complete form, perfect form, is enabling souls of the world to attain something. Baba wishes for his children, the Brahmin children, to give experiences to every soul of the world. Baba too is filling his children up today. Baba signaled with his hands and the advanced party souls appeared, Mama, Didi, Dadi, etc. And all of them were in their complete powerful Shakti form. They were all appeared in their the form of the goddesses. Baba then said, look, within this drama, my children have such a beautiful role to play. One is that they celebrate a meeting with the father, they attain all the attainments through the father, and then they give blessings to the world. Thirdly, they are the beloved favorite deities of the world, and this is why Baba has great pride in his children. And all the goddesses that were seated there, they received golden flowers. And the golden flowers were falling on all of them. So Baba said, you all are not just the goddesses of the Shakti form of the confluence age, but even the deities of the future world are coming to bless and shower flowers on all of you. So up above there were deities, and then below were all these goddesses of the confluence age. Baba then said, this is such a beautiful meeting of the father, the future form, and your present form, your form of revelation. It's through this glorified form that you are enabling souls of the world to receive attainment.
Advanced party, वो तो अपने अपने स्वरूप में टिके।
So the advanced party souls were in their the form of the goddesses. And then all of the Brahmin children were also in their complete perfect form of the goddesses. So Baba then said, you all have to be those who are seated on your throne. So all the goddesses, all Baba's children started to seat themselves on their inner throne. But then the throne started shaking. One leg of the throne was a bit higher than the other. So Baba then started smiling and said, this is all referring to the inner stage. Within the conference age, Baba has given each child, each Brahmin child, a stage to be seated on. But for some children, because their efforts are a bit slack or their faith is a bit slack, one leg of the throne starts shaking. And secondly, Baba said, there are some of Baba's children who forget their original form. They get influenced by external situations and they come under the influence of I and ego, arrogance of I. And so that's why their stage, their throne fluctuates. So the father wishes to see that within the conference age, your stage, your throne should be such. So Baba then showed what the throne should be like. On one leg was written, may you be full of all powers, may you be benevolent. On the third leg of the throne was written, may you become those who give blessings. And on the fourth leg was written, may you always be decorated. May you be fully decorated and in the volcanic stage. And on the middle of the throne was written, become equal to the Father, become perfect and equal like the Father. So when everyone created that stage within themselves, they were able to seat themselves on the throne and give blessings as goddesses. Baba then said, at the present time, all of you children are those beloved deities for the souls of the world. They are remembering their favorite deities. So you, these are the creation, you, this is your creation, souls of the world, and so you have to enable their thoughts to be transformed. This is why you have become praiseworthy in the world. So all the souls, all of Baba's children were in their complete form of being the goddesses. And again, golden flowers were being showered on all of Baba's children. I then placed the bhog in front of Baba. Baba said, no, Baba is going to feed those who are going to glorify the Father, who are the beloved deity souls. So Baba then fed each of the Brahmin children bhog himself and then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then said, now is the time to become complete with all the spiritual powers. Through these spiritual powers and blessings that you receive from the Father, fill yourself completely and decorate yourself with these blessings and powers. Through this, you'll be able to glorify the Father in the world and fulfill the pure thoughts of souls of the world. You are serving souls of the world, many souls, but enable them to feel that only one Father, only one God is giving us all these powers. He belongs to us and He belongs to all souls of the world. This is what you have to reveal to the world. Give them the experience and share blessings with them. And then many souls of the world got emerged in front of Baba. Baba was giving them drishti, and according to their bhavna, their pure feelings, they were receiving visions of their beloved deities, and they were folding their hands in front of them, and they were very, very happy. They were giving thanks to the Supreme Being and to the goddesses. Bhavadan said, within this short period of time now, within the short period of service that you've done, they are receiving some attainment or the other. So even if it's a grain of attainment, that will be a lot for them. So you have to merge your form of giving blessings to everyone, share good wishes, pure feelings with every soul, continually give and give. Bhavadan gave remembrances to everyone. There were some souls who offered bhog to Baba. Baba gave them loving remembrances and drishti. I then returned. Om Shanti.